An interesting gentleman joining us now, former Cardinals first baseman, is set to graduate this Friday from the Donald and Barbara Zucker School of Medicine at Hofstra/Northwell, and is going to join the front lines of this battle for coronavirus. Not a story we're used to hearing. Mark Hamilton, thanks for making time for us.
Hi, Sarah, Jordan. Thank you for having me on.
Well, first of all, I'm going to put aside my biases as a Cubs fan, and I'm going to say Congratulations on your career with the St. Louis Cardinals. How do you decide to go from baseball and the success that you had to deciding to get into medicine?
Yeah, I mean, it had always been kind of part of the plan. You know, my father is a prominent researcher in oncology, and I grew up around medicine. I kind of got derailed, I guess, more than anything by a baseball career, if you want to put it that way. And I pretty much entering baseball, I said that I was going to give myself, you know, to 30 years old, to, you know, be on a major league roster and on, you know, an extended contract. And if that wasn't the case, I was going to return to school and enter medical school.
So I guess that's kind of the conversation I'm curious about when you talk about baseball and then going into the field of medicine, it always being part of the plan. You talked about how baseball matured you. In what way would that be, Mark, that kind of prepared you for this transition into a world so incredibly important to all of us in this world?
Absolutely. I mean, it made an enormous difference, honestly. You know, I got to spend a lot of time with a lot of successful, driven people. And whenever you're around that, you get to kind of pick up on what they do to be successful. And one of the things that always stood out to me was the preparation of those, you know, who are the best in the game. A lot of people think that the major leagues or becoming a doctor might be a destination. But in reality, it's not. It actually is a constant evolution of bettering yourself in order to stay on top of your game. And I saw it with guys like Molina and Pujols and Ortiz whenever I was playing ball. And also, I got an opportunity to play internationally and really kind of broaden my perspective on, you know, how other people are living in this world. And it really matured me a whole lot.
I don't mean this in a bad way. I'm going to say outright that this is a stereotype. But we do hear about potentially maybe football, basketball, sports where there is this dedication to the education alongside the sport a little bit more than baseball, because baseball often replaces college. You go to the minor leagues, you don't get a higher education, and you can be very smart and have other pursuits after the game. But I don't think I've ever heard of a baseball player turned doctor before. What makes you different than the average ball player who grew up sort of singularly focused on the game, other than, of course, your father?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm particularly different in any way. I think that, you know, there's a lot of academics actually in baseball. And if you look at kind of the top 25, at least on the collegiate side every year, there's a lot of really prominent universities that, you know, populate that top end of the game. So, I mean, ultimately, I think really for me, it was the drive. And I know, you know, to bring up my dad again, honestly, seeing him and the kind of work he did and kind of growing up in that environment really stimulated me. But I think a lot of ball players do go on to do, you know, pretty incredible things. And I've heard some amazing stories of other people, you know, and what they've done after they left the game.
So let's go to present day here, Mark, and match day, which is a defining day for fourth year medical students. That's where they learn where their residency selection will be and when their professional career in medicine will begin. For you, what was that experience like?
So, in a way, it was anticlimactic because of the current pandemic. I mean, we had a virtual match day, which is, you know, arguably the first of its kind since the match day has begun. But it was, you know, equally exciting. I spent it at home with my family, and I got to, you know, learn that I'm going to be joining the interventional radiology program at Northwell Health, which is a spectacular field and a spectacular hospital system that I've gotten to spend a lot of time with through my education with the school as well. And it was really wonderful. I mean, I got to, you know, really, in a way, not open the letter with all of my classmates, but, you know, we're looking on the email and I get a, you know, big hug from my wife, Lauren, and got to, you know, hug my two children and tell them, you know, that we were staying in New York and that I was going into the field I wanted to be in.
It's Spain and Company, Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornette on ESPN Radio. We're talking to Mark Hamilton, former St. Louis Cardinals first baseman. He's going to graduate Friday and join the front lines of this medical crisis. You're actually graduating a month early, and this is happening across the country. There's an accelerated schedule to get more medical professionals out. Obviously, that's not how you anticipated you know, getting your start in the real world. Do you feel ready? And what fears do you have about being in hospitals during this time?
I mean, it, you know, the reality is this late in the year, being a month from graduation, the vast majority of the fourth-year medical students have completed all the requirements. We've passed our boards. We've taken our core classes that we have to do. You know, I personally was really in with all my rotations prior to, you know, prior to this graduation even getting moved up. So I think it really is an opportunity for people to step in and help out the system whenever it's in its time of need. You know, as far as fears, it's a scary situation that we're facing and walking into. And by no stretch of the imagination, if you would have asked me last year if I thought this was going to be, you know, the type of scenario I'd be entering, I wouldn't have begun to, you know, bring this kind of thing up. But at the same time, you know, it's still healthcare, and I think we are prepared. The American medical system is fantastic, and the education is very thorough. We spend a lot of time with patients, and I know my school, the Zucker School of Medicine, was outstanding in getting us involved with patients early, and I feel confident that they prepared me for this. You know, that said, I don't think anyone was ultimately ready for what we're facing. We feel a little sheltered here in the United States. We tend to think of, you know, infectious disease issues as something the rest of the world experiences, and we don't. You know, obviously we found ourselves in this situation, so now it's everyone is, you know, getting ready and ramped up as much as we can to fight this.
You know, the harrowing part of all this and the heroic part of all this is you talk about people in your field, Mark, is their mothers, their wives, their husbands, their fathers. And you qualify there as a husband to Lauren, a father to two daughters, 9 and 6 years old, in Lillian and Madison. How difficult were the conversations with the family as you put your life at risk as one of the many heroes on those front lines?
I mean, it's tough. And whenever I start, you know, residency coming up here in a short amount of time, it is going to be difficult. The vast majority of patients that, you know, are populating the hospitals now, especially in this New York area, do appear to be, you know, COVID-19. It really is dominating the horizon. So there are definitely those considerations. And, you know, you take the precautions you can. You know, you make sure you try not to bring anything home. I know a lot of stories have been coming out of people that, you know, have been separated from their families because of this. And you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there, whether something like that has to occur. But, you know, at the same time, it is the obligation and the oath of a healthcare provider to step up, no matter what the circumstances are, to help people in their time of need.
Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornette with you at Spain & Company on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, talking to Mark Hamilton, former St. Louis Cardinals first baseman, actually has a World Series ring and will graduate Friday and join the real world of medicine, graduate from medicine, the Donald and Barbara Zucker School of Medicine. I'm curious what your take is from afar on the efforts of baseball to find out how to get back into action. Have you paid attention to any of these plans, and do you think any are realistic?
You know, I've been paying attention some. You know, definitely aware of kind of what the thought process is. And I think if we could even just find a way to play the games and televise them and bring a lot of joy to people at home, I think a lot of people are missing sports, not just in person, but, you know, the absence of sports is very real. It's a void that a lot of people, a lot of fans can't fill. You know, I talked to a couple of my ex-teammates in the last few days, and we discussed, you know, what are the possibilities? Are they realistic? I think they're realistic. The bigger issue with, you know, this crisis going on is making sure that we don't have large conglomerates of people, you know, packing the stands, you know, sitting on top of one another, which is the typical in professional sports. I think that we can do a little bit better job, you know, protecting the players. However, I mean, there's still that concern that it could spread among the players or the umpires and, you know, the press, whatever, whoever is in the actual stadium at the time. So, I mean, they're probably going to have to play it by ear. I really hope that they find a way to do it. Like I said, I think it'll bring a lot of joy to people to be able to have baseball back on TV.
So Mark, it's fair to say, you know, because so much of the conversation you're hearing is people are offended that these commissioners of these leagues are even talking about bringing sport back. You wearing both hats, former athlete and now in medicine, you're saying you do not take offense to the desire to want to bring this back because it could do some good.
you know, I don't take offense to them wanting to bring it back, especially if they're able to do it in the right way. And I think that's the big important factor here. If they can do it in a way that they're not exposing people, they're not going to, you know, kind of allow the spread of the virus to take place while the games are occurring, yeah, I do think it could bring some good. So, I mean, I think there's two sides to it. And I think a lot of the people that are advocating against it are concerned about, you know, packing the stadiums with fans. And that's a very legitimate concern. If there's another way to do it, I think it really would, you know, like I said, bring a lot of joy to people in a time right now when there may not be a lot of joy to be had.
Yeah, it's such a tough thing to talk about because you understand the desire to plan and think ahead. You also don't want people to think that anything's being prioritized over the health and safety of people. One last question for you before we let you go. Do you have a message to anyone, maybe even those who are not taking this seriously enough as the weather gets better? I think there's a lot of concern that people will be out at the beaches and parks and maybe not practicing enough of the social distancing that's been ordered.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly important. The reality is that these types of pandemics, these epidemics, they don't stop if the spread continues. I mean, eventually you would get to the point where everyone has been exposed and that would cause, you know, herd immunity or whatnot. But we don't want to head in that direction. The flattening the curve is very real. We've seen it here in New York. When the numbers begin to exponentially increase, the demand on the healthcare system is overwhelming. And what we really want to avoid is a scenario where we're having to choose which patients to treat. Because there's just too many people coming in at once. And I think that people do need to take this seriously. It's a very serious thing, and I think that across the country that's increasing, but we need to continue to do so until we can find a way to make this safe for everybody. So, you know, for us, I think anybody that wants to lend a hand and help, you know, donate to a medical charity, donate to one of the COVID relief funds that's helping first responders and people in the hospitals or helping buy PPE. It's incredibly important that we're all in this together and that we can remember that.
Yeah, it's a great message. And congrats on Friday's graduation and good luck.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.